The Pope has upset conservatives in the Catholic Church again. In his latest papal statement, Pope Francis argued that the rights of the poor, refugees and victims of human trafficking are as sacred to the Church as the rights of the unborn. So is the Pope softening the Church's stand against abortion, as his critics suggest? Andrew West from the Religion and Ethics Report put that question to Thomas Rees, a senior analyst at the Religion News Service.
The Pope has made very clear that he is opposed to abortion. He accepts the Church's teaching on abortion. He supports it. What he is opposed to is people who make abortion their only issue, the only thing they are concerned about. And what the Pope wants to remind people is that we as Christians should be concerned about the child in the womb, but also the child that's born and that's hungry, that's in a refugee camp, that's starving. And we should be concerned about the child's mother who needs help, who needs food, who needs shelter, who needs a job. We need to be concerned about people from the time of conception until the point of natural death. So it's not just the child in the womb, and then, you know, once they're born, well, good luck, goodbye. No, we have to be concerned about people during their entire lives.
How have Pope Francis's conservative critics reacted to this?
They've been upset with Pope Francis on this issue for a long time. The first year of his papacy, he did an interview in which he said that he was not going to obsess over abortion because everybody knows what the Church's position is on abortion. He supports that position. But there are some people, certainly in the United States, that only want the Church to talk about abortion because that's an issue where the Catholic Church and some Republicans are in agreement. They don't want the Church talking about social justice. They don't want the Church talking about welfare and health care and housing and refugees and peace. All of these other kinds of issues where the Church may have disagreements with what some Republicans are saying.
Tom, given that the Republicans and Donald Trump had the slimmest of holds on a majority of Catholic votes at the last election, I think it was 51-52%, will a statement like this from Pope Francis, essentially saying don't elevate abortion above other life issues, issues of poverty, I suppose the death penalty is in there as well, have a political effect in America?
Well, there is a certain percentage of the American population that will vote for the Republicans because they hope that they will do something about abortion, especially in terms of appointments to the U.S. Supreme Court. They hope that there will be a reversal of the Supreme Court's decision legalizing abortion. And they're going to vote that way no matter what the Pope says. Frankly, I don't think that many people, when they go to the voting booth, think about what Pope Francis has to say.
Vatican analyst Thomas Rees, and you can hear more of that interview this afternoon on the Religion and Ethics Report with Andrew West at 5:30 right here on RN.